This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, October 3rd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Bessent's tariff talk raises questions. Representative Van Orden pushes farm labor bill and RIF authority during shutdown questioned. Bessent's tariff assistance comments met with some confusion. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is teasing that the administration will announce tariff assistance to farmers as soon as next week. Both the messenger and the message raising questions. How are you rolling out something on Tuesday if the government is still shut down? A soybean industry source granted anonymity to speak frankly about the announcement, tells AgriPulse. Multiple legal analysts have said there's no mechanism for the administration to channel tariff money to farmers without congressional action. The USDA fund President Trump used his first term to bail out the U.S. Ag, the Commodity Credit Corporation, is severely depleted. The source said, within the shutdown, we can't get any details. We talked to our friends on the Hill, and they're trying to get information, but the usual sources are furloughed, they noted. Now, the Wall Street Journal reporting yesterday that the administration is weighing from $10 to $14 billion in assistance, but that would fall short of anticipated export losses. FY 2025 exports to China were more than $8 billion lower than the previous year. USDA anticipates FY 2026 exports to fall $15 billion below 24 levels. The soybean industry source also questioned why it was Bessent who announced the assistance. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins was on Fox Business yesterday morning. She didn't mention it. However, Senator John Hovind of North Dakota tells AgriPulse on this week's Newsmakers that helping farmers would strengthen the administration's negotiating position with China. It sends a very clear message to the Chinese that we're going to keep our farmers in the game, he said. Van Orden pushes temporary ag labor legislation. Representative Derek Van Orden joined dairy farmers at the Global Dairy Expo yesterday, pushing for legislation to address dairy operation workforce shortages. At a press conference in Madison, the Wisconsin Republican touted a bill he introduced in July that lets covered aliens work in the U.S. if they go back to their home countries for 30 days. Both the worker and their employer would then pay a fine. An ICE raid in Mattawa County in Wisconsin last week arrested 21 dairy workers, according to American Business Immigration Coalition Director of Legislative Affairs, James O'Neill. Van Orden said at the expo yesterday that one person who is, quote, an incredibly strong supporter of the dairy industry is Trump administration border czar Tom Homan. He was raised on a dairy farm, Van Orden said, so keep that in mind. Administration may not have authority to conduct RIFs, officials say. Senior administration officials say it may not be legal for federal agencies to conduct RIFs during a shutdown, the Washington Post reported yesterday. The officials cited some of the same roadblocks to RIF included in the lawsuit brought by federal employee unions, the newspaper reported. Those include Anti-Deficiency Act, which prohibits the government from spending money not approved by Congress. The American Federation of Government Employees and American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees say that work to administer RIFs is not an exception to the Anti-Deficiency Act. Administration officials, including President Trump and Office of Management and Budget Director Russell Vought, have signaled that agencies plan to lay off federal workers during the shutdown. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Turkey flock in Iowa hit with bird flu. The H5N1 avian flu virus was found in a commercial flock of about 42,000 turkeys in Calhoun County, Iowa. It is the eighth case in domestic birds in that state this year. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship is strongly encouraging Iowa poultry producers and backyard flock owners to bolster their biosecurity practices and protocols to protect their flocks, the department said in a news release. Bird flu detections are picking up nationwide. 27 detections in commercial and backyard flocks in the past 30 days. That according to the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Tyson to pay $85 million in pork antitrust settlement. Meat processing giant Tyson Foods says it will pay $85 million to settle a class action pork antitrust lawsuit, bringing meat packers' total commitments to resolve the case to $207.9 million. The money will go into a settlement fund for consumer purchases, and Tyson would also agree to authenticate up to 50 court documents during the case's trial, that according to a court filing. In exchange, the plaintiffs will drop their claims against the company. So far, JBS, Smithfield, Hormel, Seaboard Farms, and Clemens Group Food Group have agreed to settle. Smithfield's $75 million settlement had been the highest settlement prior to Tyson's proposal. U.S. District Judge John Turnheim in Minnesota still needs to sign off on the deal. Well, here's today's final word. Disaster assistance payments have all been impacted by the government shutdown. That's the word of Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins speaking on Fox Business News. We can't move any money out to these farmers. It is really, really tough in the countryside, she said. We've got to get this country moving. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, October 3rd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jack Nally.